Okay, we're starting.
I'm not saying anything, right? Right.
It's somethingplanet.com. Their videos and podcasts are the bomb. Tune on and they'll have their say. It's Stu and John and Dave today. It's somethingplanet.com.
Something Planet Podcast, episode number 520. Welcome to it. I'm your host, John Jay, and with me are some friends.
Two black people.
I'm not going to say that.
You can say it. We allow you to say it.
No, we don't say that. We don't stick unifying us as a group.
I'm here with J.J. Curry.
Boom, boom. What's up, baby?
J.J. Curry. He's here all the way from New York City. I actually hit him up and said that I wanted to do like a remote podcast, and he was like, well, actually, I'm in town. So
I'm like, all right, well,
we'll try the remote thing later on. To the right here is Brad Gilmore. Everybody knows Brad.
Hey,
Brad. Brad wanted to get a haircut today, but he had to skip it
so that
he could be
people.
Here. Yeah,
don't you love a good black
well, that's
barber?
That's the thing. That's the barber. The barber has the thing that he has to put up against his neck.
Yeah,
in order to talk.
So he has a.
You think he ever accidentally puts the clippers up to his neck?
Oh. Dude, I was thinking that same thing.
I didn't say put the thing up to your head.
Either way, has that ever happened? I mean, I've got my haircut from him a couple times, and he's just not gentle enough for me. Okay,
he is fucking rough.
He's a little rough.
I like how he cuts my hair. So
he does a fantastic job.
Man.
It looks great.
Yeah, not right
for
now,
sure.
But I ain't seen him in a minute.
It's when you enjoy a good haircut, it's like, man, I gotta pay you.
You gotta pay for it.
I haven't found a good barber in New York yet. So when I'm out there, that's why I keep coming back so often just to get my haircut.
Yeah. You just have to like walk into a building that has Notorious B.I.G. on a mural outside, and then that's the barbershop.
Yeah,
right?
that's probably it.
Well, that's what I see in the movies.
They also got to find the one in the price range because those same ones be like $50 for
$50?
A lineup.
$50?
And I'm like, no.
For a lineup?
Yeah.
Damn.
$50 for a lineup?
Yeah, they really are. They're
paying $35
like,
now.
Dude, I'm at $30. I'll give you $25 to $30, but. 35, but you didn't think over that. Like, bro,
how much
I
you
want
paying
to see.
For
like
a 35. Fade? 35
but
for a
But just to get the sides trimmed down and the beard shaped up. That's literally it.
Yeah.
I get an edge and that's it.
Yeah.
I got to pay an extra 10 if I want the beard done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have much facial hair. This
but they'll,
grow.
You know, they'll do the straight razor on the back of the neck.
Oh, true.
That's included. And the washing the hair is included, too.
Oh, I like it when they do the hot towel.
And the hot towel.
Can you put it like on my chest?
I don't get too many hot towels, but they are the greatest. Yeah. They are the best smoothness.
So for $35, if I'm getting the hot towel and I'm getting a razor shave on the neck, that's pretty good.
I just know that if I'm paying you over $30, don't treat me like a child.
What's the least you would pay for it? Like a place going to get a haircut? Like that might, like if they're like, this is like,
if like
would
if
we
they,
be comfortable?
If we go
if they were
$20?
Like,
charging $3 a haircut.
If they were like, it's $8, I'd be like, I'm going to go.
I ain't fucking with nothing. I got to bring you some wands with.
I've been to Supercuts before, and it didn't get me any dates. Didn't get any dates from Supercuts.
I've never been to like a Supercuts before. Well, when I was growing up, I don't even know if Supercuts can... I don't know if they can cut black hair.
I don't know. Look, the funny thing, there's a barbershop.
They probably can, but I don't know if I want them to cut
my
hair.
I had to go get a lineup before I left to go to the Bahamas last month, February, and I went to the barbershop that was like in the same neighborhood as me. And as soon as I walked in, everyone on barbers, like, they looked at me like, fuck. I just need to quit lineup. They were like, just a line? I'm like, yeah, they like, you just need to. I'm like, yo, you ain't got to do nothing on the top. I just need you to make it look neat. And they were like, we can
do
that.
Yourself?
Dude, yeah. Bro, they were.
What was
I
this,
like
a salon?
No, it was an actual barbershop, okay. But it was just in the middle of Brooklyn. And there's no black people.
There's no black people in Brooklyn.
There's
anymore?
No more black
there's
people
no
in Brooklyn.
Black
not in, not in
Brooklyn?
The part of Brooklyn I live
You're
in.
You're the last
what?
One.
I'm the
You're
only one
Georgia.
That feel like it. Like, yeah. I'll be walking
you don't
around.
Even count.
Dude, for real, I'll be walking around going to the market and stuff, and I'm be looking for black dudes. No black dudes ever. Always some black women, some Asians, a couple white people.
Never a black guy.
But
no,
I mean,
I'm the only one.
I guess it's kind of the opposite because it was like 20, 30 years ago, Brooklyn had a lot of black people, and then you would see less in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And now you see a lot of, it's just a lot more diversity in Manhattan, but then you go out to Brooklyn and it's just a lot of whites.
They pushed it all out. They all in, they're in Harlem or they in
that was,
the
well,
Bronx.
Yeah, that was in that movie, did you see the movie Leave the World Behind? The white family was from Brooklyn and the black man was from like the Upper East Side or whatever.
I think they mentioned Park Slope is where I live at and they mentioned it in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, I was like, yeah, this is white.
It's only that's a bunch of Ethan Hawks running around.
Yeah, this is a bunch of Ethan Hawks. Which became a big fan of Ethan Hawke lately. I was like, this dude really, him and Jake, not, was it
Gyllenhaal?
Jake, is that the dude that did Prisoner?
Yeah, Prisoners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Became a fan of him over the last.
Prisoners is a great movie.
It's a great movie. I've been watching my light of white actors lately. I've been trying to figure out the white actors and what's their name.
Ethan Hawke was, he's the one that played John Brown.
Yeah, John Brown.
John Brown, the guy that started a slave revolt. And murdered a bunch of slave owners and then got hanged.
He sounded like a winner.
Basically, it was like the precursor to the Civil War.
Okay, yeah. John Brown.
Like John Brown. Well, John Brown was very religious, and he was like, slavery goes against God, so that's evil, and it has to stop.
They also try to use slavery as a turning point for Christianity. They were like, God said you can beat them.
Yeah, it's in the Old Testament it says that you could have like a slave or but that's weird ass Old Testament shit.
It's funny how they can just
you can have a little slave. You can have a little slave.
As a tree.
We call them children.
As a tree, yeah.
We call them children. Okay.
Yeah, that's what your kids are. It's just a little slave.
Like, hey, you want to eat? Take out the trash.
So tell us more about New York City. How's the comedy scene there? How have you been adapting to an all-white environment?
It's not even all-white.
Have you met Dave Chappelle yet?
I have not met Dave Chappelle. But yeah, I keep bump. Apparently, we just keep bump missing the bump of it. Because everybody just come in and do shows at all these random places.
Yeah.
So you just do the same thing because you just end up going around the entire city trying to tell some jokes. Trying to get 20 minutes in 3 hours. That's all you aim for.
So you're just wandering around the city trying to accumulate 20 minutes by, four minutes at a time?
Yeah, basically just in bursts of moments. So it's just, comedically, it made me, now when I have, we did a speed round at one of these open mics while I was here, and everybody was like 2 minutes. I'm like, cool, I got one joke to work on. And I probably.
And you just tell one joke,
I was like, all right, let's go. And they were like, wow, that was really good. I'm like, no, it's just, you learn to take the fat out. You're like, let me just get to the point.
And here I am, like a dumbass, developing a whole new hour.
Yeah, dude, bro.
Like that's doing all this work to write 45 minutes of material.
The big difference is, I think Southern comics will always have more time. Will always have more time to compare to everybody else. But New York comics, they are tighter. I give you that. They will literally write jokes like they have a lot of laughs real quick, but they'll be done in 10 minutes.
Be done in 10 minutes, or go to crowd work.
Yeah, or go to crowd work. Yeah,
they have ten. They have 10 minutes of material. And
great material.
Can do crowd work for 45 minutes.
45 minutes. Yeah. Oh, what's going on here, buddy? Like, yeah. So yeah,
there is a lot of that. And,
I'm
you know,
sitting down.
Well, I think it's also industry. I think. They got so heavy in crowd work because social media. Because
of
so
social
crazy.
Media. Well, and even when I was there like 10 years ago or 8 years ago or whatever, that's what made me want to learn crowd work because I was like doing like showcases and stuff and I was like the only guy on the showcase not doing crowd work. Mm. And I was like, huh, maybe I should learn how to do this.
It's the flip now. I'm the only person on the showcases who that don't do crowd work. Oh, and everybody's like, man, I need to write some jokes. So just.
Yeah, I mean, I only do crowd work when I can't remember what the fuck my jokes are.
Whenever. No, I only do crowd work when
just when you're talking.
Yep. Yeah, just do crowd work all the time.
If I'm doing a headline, I dedicate 5 minutes to crowd work. But let me just talk to people.
Oh, I do crowd work during the check drop exclusively. Mm-hmm. That's what it's for.
Yeah, that's the
not
best time.
Not wasting my jokes.
I'm not finna hear the three girls I can't date flop because somebody's trying to do math of how much these three beers cost.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's pretty much the only time I do it. Where else have you been recently? You just got accepted to a new comedy festival, right?
Yeah, I got accepted into a Seattle Upper Left Corner Comedy Festival in April. And then
and they got you on a bunch of showcases, right?
Yeah, we're doing 4 showcases in 3 days.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah, I know. Good to tell some jokes. And then, hopefully I hear about some more festivals coming back soon, but finger crossed. I'm just trying to – honestly, I'm at a point where – creatively, I have the material. It just I'm just gotta get my fan base. I gotta do better at social media and all this other stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on more now too. It's like I spent like so many years just like trying to be a good comic, because when I first started,
you had to be a good comic.
Well, you had to be a really good comic, and headliners would be like, "Don't worry about all that other stuff, and just be a good comic." So like I did that, and then it was like, hey, what about your social media? I'm like, well, shit, I've been fucking doing that for years, you know?
It's a double-edged sword. Now it's just like...
I've been relying on being funny this whole time.
I know. You mean tell me the job description doesn't matter? It's crazy.
Yeah, less matters. What have you been up to, Brad? You've been jazzing about town? You've been playing music?
I've been going all into music, man. I've
stopped doing comedy.
I stopped doing comedy. I got to a point where it was like, I didn't really enjoy it anymore.
Yeah,
it was more of like, I mean, the mic was nice because that brought in money, and it was nice to see people every week. But like, I was never really a fucking writer. I hated writing, man.
Well, you wrote 30 minutes of material at least.
No, yeah, I had a half hour, and then I got to that point, I was like, I was like, I'm good here. I don't want a headline. I don't want to talk for an hour. Features the sweet spot, baby.
Sweet is the sweet
spot. I just show up, do my shit.
You work so hard to be a headliner, and when you do it, you're like, fuck, this is way harder. Worse.
Yeah. By the time I got into it, you were already pushing the headline. I was like, I'm going to stay back on this feature line.
It's just so much harder, and it's only 20 minutes more.
Yeah.
But it's just the spot is harder. It's... You know, you have to be the best one.
You got to, the show rely on you. Like,
yeah.
I love
on the marquee at the top, baby. Yeah.
I love when people come up to me and like, man, what anything you want me to do for your show? I'm like, bro, just do what you got to do. Because at the end of the day, I still have to.
Yeah.
Regardless if you do good or bad.
Exactly.
Yeah. I stopped even caring. Like, do you care if I do this before you? Like, don't care.
Don't worry, bro.
I'm not watching you. Do what you want to
do. And I'm like, it's crazy because, like, I'm a cleanish comedy, so like feature for me. They're like, they're typically like dirty comedy. They're like, man, I don't want to be too. I'm like, dude, you got to do, bro. We're not gonna cross screens. Like it's not.
Yeah, I mean, some, you know, I think some comics have asked me to just like not say the F word too much.
Which one?
Fucking.
Oh.
I do like to say shit a lot. Shit is one of my favorite ones, but I don't have to say fuck.
Yeah,
actually, I started doing one joke where I started saying poop
instead of shit,
and it might be getting more laughs that way.
Poop is funnier than shit.
I think sometimes depend on the word. I think it's sometimes you have to put the description.
You have to throw it out there. It's like it's like choosing a color scheme in a painting. You know,
yeah.
Like, is this
like, yeah, this blue look good, but this sky blue.
Yeah, like royal blue might be a little bit better. You know.
That's how I feel
just
about
poop is funny.
Poop is funny.
It's a good
poop
word.
Poop is funny. So what are your remaining shows while you're still in town for the listeners?
Well,
when do you head back?
I head back the 26th.
Okay.
But I have some family issue that popped up recently. So my uncle passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry, brother.
So the shows may be canceled for my aspect of it this weekend. Or if we do the funeral next week, then I'll be doing shows. But I'll be staying.
You'll be staying an extra week or whatever? Week.
Yeah, so it's just one of the two. But if it happened to be next week, you can catch me this weekend. I got Thursday at Side Splitters and then Friday and Saturday and St. Pete Sunshine Comedy Club.
Okay.
I don't know how you guys... I remember everybody was beefing for a little bit before I left here about that.
I'm so mad.
Yeah, I know that was a heated exchange because some people were like, you work this club, you can't work this one. So it's just a...
Oh, for some... I don't know if I want to talk too much shit about Sunshine Comedy Club, but I heard how much they paid, and so I just haven't been down there yet.
That makes sense.
I feel like, though, if they have out-of-town comics, they have to be paying them more than what they're paying local headliners.
You're not finna catch an out-of-town...
You can't get an out-of-town comic for what they're paying there.
Yeah. So, that's the thing about comedy. You have to figure out, like, if you local, you can't expect them to try to give you... everything.
Right, yeah. But at least $100 or something.
Yeah, you gotta be reasonable. You have to be like, this motherfucker did give me gas money for the week.
Well, you gotta, you know, gas, you gotta drive back and forth, you gotta eat.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, food. You can take care of food, that would be great.
Yeah,
I'm not asking for this. I'm not asking for a place to stay.
A place to sleep.
Yeah,
so I haven't been down there yet, but I don't, you know, I I didn't even go to the last club that was down there.
I didn't go there either. So either. Yeah, that's
so. I was like, I stopped going there because Coconuts didn't pay, and I was like, well, what the fuck am I wasting my time for?
I was telling people last night about it. They were like, they were like, you didn't come to Coconuts. No, like, because when I moved here, I wasn't at the stage where I did the Coconuts. Coconut was great if you was a young comic trying to get as much time as possible.
Right, right.
But I was like, I'm already looking for a paycheck.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Not, you're not there for that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it was fine when, you know, I'm writing the first hour and I need to do 10, and they're going to give me a 10-minute spot on a Friday in front of tourists.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. But
now I'm like, well, I'm already funny. I don't need that.
Mm. I need the actual pay so I can keep.
I need that money.
I'm broke as hell.
Yeah. So that's the funny, but that's the thing about comedy. So there's like, there are shitty rooms like that you necessarily need. It's just, they just can't rely on you to be like, you can't expect me to stay here forever and you're not trying to.
Really? Yeah. Don't get mad at me. Cause that's what the old club that was there, it got to the point where they would get mad at me. They're like, well, you haven't shown up in 2 months. I'm like, well, I've been on the road.
Yeah.
You know, like I've been making money at this.
You can't.
Why are you mad at me?
Respect people
because I'm booked.
Yeah, I will still send people there, but like go there.
Yeah,
if you're trying to get to work, but
They had some really funny headliners come through there, but just because that dude had like contacts from years and years ago.
Yeah.
So there'd be like some really like monster killer headliners that would come through there every once in a while, and then you would get to work with them. So that's
the other
a
side
perk,
of that,
yeah,
which is a perk. I heard that.
You just got to give me something.
Something. I got to have something to come out of this. It don't have to be a fucking Netflix special, but at least let me have a friend.
Amazon Prime?
Yeah, I'll
Tubi?
Take Amazon Prime.
I'll take a Tubi.
I will take a Tubi all day.
Yeah.
Give me Tubi. I will do a Tubi special.
I watch Tubi movies all the time.
People that watch Tubi are my people, okay?
Yeah.
Those are people that can't afford Netflix.
I would love to see. If Tubi was to give a serious comedy series, and they'll be like, we actually do good, legit comedy. Because people are like, we're going to watch comedy on Tubi. And they'll be like, yo, this is actually, these guys are actually good. You'll blow up on Tubi.
That might be an untapped market, man. Get your Tubi special.
We're going to get like a Cat Williams Rising Star Showcase on Tubi.
I'm fine with that. Just play his interview before it happens.
He talks shit on every single episode.
Yeah. All right, got some funny comedians for you guys.
They're dog shit, but you'll like them.
Thank you.
No, I was talking to John. John's impression was spot on.
Real quick, before we move on, I want to tell you all about the Carry Cart. We're sponsored by the Carry Cart. You can check out carrycart.com. I got to put up a picture.
Do we get a Carry Cart?
Yeah, no, that's my notes.
I want a Carry Cart.
Want a Carry Cart. Where is my Carry Cart at?
What's a Carry Cart?
It's a big old penis.
I don't. Okay.
It's a cart.
I can't find my Carry Cart.
That you can carry.
Is it a carry buggy?
You can cart things and you can carry things.
It's not like a carry buggy.
It's a transformer. It transforms into a ladder, cart.
Okay, so what it is.
A step stool.
It's a step ladder. It's a trolley. It's a dolly. And it's a hand truck all in one thing that you can fold up, and then you can fit it in your apartment. This is probably good for you and Farzan and Jared, because y'all got to carry all that equipment into the park to do your comedy show.
There you go.
Queens was that training day that's every
Wednesday
in Astoria Park.
Yep.
Except when it's cold.
Except for the cold, we was at McDonald's until probably end of May.
Yeah, because it's cold as hell
cold
there
as
still.
Fuck, it's
so
terrible.
So it's inside. But yeah, once it's a actual springtime again. You guys,
New York don't have a spring. Don't get me started.
It's just summer. Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, you guys can carry
so
this.
Tall,
and it folds right
sun.
Up in the cart. If you go to carrycart.com, that's with 2 K's, not 3.
You have to say that. You legally have to. Say
I
that.
Legally have to say that. Now,
it is with 2 K's.
It's
carry a
cart
with a
two K's.
Two
K's.
I was
thought CC.
Anyway, carrycart.com, if you use the code SP at checkout, you're going to get $20 off this carry cart, and they ship all over the United States.
Damn. I'm looking for this day because I'm not carrying that shit.
Yeah, you don't want to carry it. Sure. And it folds. It says this thing can carry a whole like pallet of bricks. It can carry a couch.
How heavy is a pallet of bricks?
I don't know.
I'm probably
a shit ton.
200.
It's at least
a pallet. It's not like a lot.
It's
of
at
bricks.
Least a metric fuck ton.
Oh. Man, that's a lot.
A metric.
A metric fucked up.
You know, most people put a pallet just to put half their yard.
Not a pallet of mayonnaise.
Oh, we're also sponsored by randomfandom.com. That's random-fandom.com. Hey. And I'll show you guys some of these designs here that we got. This is what? This is on our second page here. So 0% Hustle. That's a popular one. We got Save the Trop. We got Everything is Temporary. We have one that says Flat Earth Society. We have Chapters Around the Globe.
Oh, get it?
Wait, wow. Shut up.
I'm not doing that. Anyway, that's random-fandom.com.
I want everybody to know that.
JJ has refused to wear any of these shirts. and
it used to be flat. It used to be flat.
It did. It just round itself out.
Well, perception is reality. No, I'm saying. People were like, oh, the Earth's flat. Until they found out it wasn't. But at that point, it was because perception is reality.
Just like how the Earth was the center of the universe.
Yeah, it isn't.
That makes sense.
Earth, it could
Earth
be
is a little bitch.
At the center. I mean, if the universe is infinite, then isn't every point?
That's
the
true. If it's infinite, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Maybe it's not infinite. We all going to the Great Distraction. We all going to the same point.
Blowing
Big
you guys
Bang
fucking
Theory
mind.
Taught me that.
You know what?
TV show
from Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Let's do some world news. You guys down for
what?
Some world news?
World news. Global news.
Let's see.
Who's the white dude that used to be on MTV that came on?
Kurt Loder. I remember him because it sounded like an ejaculation sound. A loader up. Let me
Live
load her up.
In it's the hard. Something Planet studio in beautiful Montreal, Canada, from the team that brought you Are Racehorses Real? And Girls Gone Golfing, this is Something Planet World News.
Something Planet World News, guys.
Yeah.
Is that loud enough? I don't even know if that's loud enough.
I heard it a little
bit. I can hear it.
Okay. Well, I'm judging for the listeners at home.
Does
the
sound keep playing as you're gonna talk?
Yeah, it keeps going for a while.
Okay,
it's fine. It's just a little talk over me.
I hate it.
That gave me a little rhythm.
Let's see. World news. We're not talking about the carry cart anymore. Wisconsin man legally named D's Nuts is arrested in domestic altercation.
Well, we knew it was going to happen. We knew that was going to happen.
Eventually, I wonder how he started it.
I mean,
started the name or the
fight.
Domestic violence?
It was like, who moved these nuts? Like, oh, that's.
Well, I mean, on a long enough timeline, everything will happen eventually.
Yeah.
Green Bay, Wisconsin man accused of using a deadly weapon along with misdemeanor battery and disorderly contact has a very arresting name. That's because the 42-year-old suspect's full name is D's Nuts Lee Kroll.
I don't get the Lee Kroll part.
I think that's just his last name is Lee Kroll.
Lee Kroll is one last name?
I think it's like D's Nuts, Lee Kroll.
It's two last names.
Oh. Lee Kroll, Lee Kroll.
The police officer said two others who were put into a squad car before Kroll's arrest were identified as his daughter and her boyfriend. Police then took a shirtless Kroll into custody. And the smoking gun noted that the elder Kroll appeared to be highly intoxicated. I would be drinking a lot, too.
If my daddy named me D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
Oh, you know what's funny, though? Daddy's name is D's Nuts.
You know, because you know a mom. You know mom.
He chose that name.
His mom did not name him D's Nuts.
His mom did not name him.
Yeah, he fucking chose that life.
You think he changed? You think after he turned 18, he was like, Mom, Dad, I know you named me Jason.
A lot of money.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How did he spell D's Nuts?
Exactly how you would think. It's a D-E-E-Z-N-U-T-S.
The hyphen's important because like Spider-Man is just Spitterman without that hyphen.
Oh, right. Sure. Spitterman. Let's see. The daughter and her boyfriend told officers they had argued with Kroll on the phone earlier in the evening over household chores and caring for the family's puppies. The couple said that they found the residence locked when they showed up 2 hours later. The couple told police that they repeatedly knocked on the door, and at one point, Kroll opened the door and punched his daughter in the shoulder. Let's see. He's charged with misdemeanor battery. We were wrong, Brad. Kroll legally, or JJ, he legally changed his name from Derek to D's Nuts in 2011.
Man. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Derek to D's
you can't,
Nuts.
You named yourself to...
And then he added, it was Dez Nuts, D-E-Z Nuts, but then he added another E.
But he added the E after the later. Z, so it was DZ Nuts.
DZ Nuts.
DZ Nuts. That's what I'm going to change my name to.
I feel like he smoked crack.
Definitely. At least once.
He's done it multiple times.
Yeah, but I'm saying at least once.
Everybody smoked crack at least once, right?
Oh.
Right, guys?
Nah, man. I don't do crack.
I've only ever done meth. I'm white.
I did, what is it? What is it? I did Molly one time. That was weird.
You did cocaine one time, didn't you?
I did cocaine one time, too.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope to all three of those.
Once I lost the left weight to realize I wouldn't have, like, a heart attack.
Yeah, an immediate.
When I was 400, I wasn't doing coke. Yeah. When I got into 220s, I was like, healthy. I have a little bit.
You got to get a little healthy to see where far you go.
And I didn't like it.
That's how I felt about Viagra. Was like, let me get in shape.
Why are you trying Viagra?
I was just wanting to see.
You just want to see how hard it gets?
Yeah, you know what I do? I was like, damn, it was a difference.
You know what I do?
What?
I see a titty or a ball.
Okay.
Not Viagra.
I saw a t-shirt online the other week that said, I'm just a fuck machine that runs on hot dogs and gas station boner pills.
Ew.
Damn, that sounds stinking.
He ain't fucking shit.
Yeah. And you're going to die. If you take gas station boner pills, you will die.
I've taken those before.
Have you taken that?
No,
that
wait.
A good idea.
Oh, no, yeah, I've taken one before.
I took one dose.
When I was younger, I had to try them. Just like with the Viagra. I had to try it. It's like, oh, let's see if this gets it does.
I was like, it worked, and it works. It
works. Did you have problems getting hard?
No.
Or you just wanted to test it?
I just wanted to test it. I want to see what happened. And I woke up the next morning like, it's still good to go.
I've told people for years I take a supplement. It's a combo of yohimbe root and ginseng.
Uh-huh.
And it's like full attention. It makes it full. It's a supplement for like blood flow. It's supposed to increase your blood flow. So you actually feel more awake when you take it. Plus there's ginseng.
So you take poppers, that's what you're saying?
No. No, that's to make your butthole open up, I thought.
It does all of the above, I guess.
It does all, okay. Yeah.
It relaxes you. It increases blood flow.
You found much information when you talked to Brad.
Yeah. Poppers. What? Yeah, poppers is a thing that, like,
isn't that like window cleaner, like VHS tape?
I think it's initially VHR cleaner.
I think you smell it.
You smell it.
And then it opens up your butthole.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes you feel better. It's supposed to make you feel better.
I do. I don't know what that entails. Yohimbe root and ginseng. You can get this at your local health food store. Okay. I try it out.
I'm down. All right, send it to my email.
I'm a 41-year-old man. I still fuck like a 25-year-old.
I feel you. I'm 33.
I have to set timers because like I have inflammation problems. So
let's tell this story. I forgot about this.
Timers when fucking now, just so I don't. I'm not too much
because
on my knees.
His feet swell up.
No, my knees. It's more if I'm like in missionary on my knees.
Lay down.
Why don't you just do the flop over fuck? You guys just flop on your sides and just rub.
You know, I do it all.
Don't hurt yourself, Brad.
Connoisseur. I like to fuck.
Don't hurt yourself by fucking too hard, Brad. The past three times we played disc golf, he was like, my hip. I've been fucking too much.
That's the thing. Well, here's the thing. I was a lot heavier. I was a lot heavier, and I was not dating. I lost a lot of weight.
And so you
people find me more dateable.
And
I've had a lot of time to. I'm catching up.
Slam pig.
I'm living in college years. Well, and I got divorced. You know.
Do you still call them slam pigs?
I've never called anybody I've slept with a slam pig, ever, and I never will. There's some bullshit that John said. They're all nice people, and I thank them all for sharing their time.
I like to call all my exes smash offs.
Smash offs.
Yeah. Just send them off.
Just send them off.
Smashing off.
Nah, man. I like to have sex and then cuddle up. I think you could write love letters to each other. Do something scared.
I think you could be a slam pig and still be a nice person.
Yeah, I'm a slam pig.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm a slam pig, and you're a nice person.
Yeah. Oh, I'm fucking very nice. I'm the nicest slam pig you'll ever meet.
Look at this. New words, new terms.
All right, moving on with news. A Texas man accused of putting antiques up his kilt-covered butt.
Ew.
Some of the items the suspect allegedly contaminated include a makeup brush. And an antique bottle opener.
Wait, which end did the makeup brush go in first? Because one, I'm impressed. The other, that's easy.
So this is in Spring, Texas. He was arrested last week for basically he was walking around an antique shop. And then he was taking stuff. And then he was sticking up his ass. And then putting it back. No, he was like
tainting it back.
Yeah, he was tainting the goods, basically.
I don't care.
I don't think he was tainting the goods. I think he was trying to find a new replacement. You're like, I don't like this.
Like, no, that doesn't feel right.
No. So it was a makeup brush and what else?
Let's see. So does it list the items?
They don't get incidents. More phallic and
how do you
wider.
Find that? How do you find that on the camera?
He was observed allegedly placing items in his rectum and then putting them back onto the shelves. Some of the items, the 60-year-old allegedly contaminated, include a makeup brush, an antique bottle opener, and a tobacco tent can.
A tobacco tent
can?
I don't know what that means.
That's like a thing of skull.
I think it's like a thing of skull, yeah.
Wait a minute.
He likes the tuna can.
How do you get...
Somebody's hurting for a tuna can.
Bro, I'm telling you. Poppers.
I guess poppers.
Yeah.
Poppers.
Open that butthole.
Wow.
I had Jander over last night, and I talked about his butthole, too.
I think he just likes talking about
your
friend's
butthole. I think I just like talking about people's buttholes. Yeah.
It's a funny thing. Happening. It's when they talk back that's an issue.
Wait a minute.
So, fortunately, this shit. Menace is off the streets.
Good. Oh, asshole stuffing motherfucker.
Yeah, now we're going to move on to another segment. This is going to be Something Planet Massive Media.
It's Something Planet Massive Media tonight.
All right, so before we started, yeah, this is like Adobe stock music or something.
It's
this
great.
Is like whatever.
I thought David made this.
No, this is from a site that I signed up for to get free music that I could play without paying royalties.
This sounds like it's the beginning of a 1970 porno.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of going for. Like, I wanted to sound like Entertainment Tonight or something, you know?
Remember when pornos had music? There's no more music in porn.
There's no more theme songs.
You can hear the guy who's the cameraman jacking off.
Yeah, this is fucking weird.
I haven't watched porn in like 5 years.
Why not? I haven't watched porn in like 5 hours.
I watched because porn I think five it was times today.
I feel like it was like messing me up. I feel like it was breaking my brain.
It's fucking my brain up. I need to quit.
How much are you watching?
A lot.
How much is a lot? How many times would you say you watch porn in a day?
3-4.
That's it?
Yeah, that's too much.
That's too much.
Yeah, that's too much.
That's me on the die down.
I watch porn every hour on the hour.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
I love it all. I like the Dragon Ball, Naruto. Oh, I'm thinking of anime.
That's anime.
Yeah, I get them mixed up. What is pornography?
I found...
The popper booties?
I found that if I watched porn and jerked off, then I wanted to have sex less. But I like sex better. So I was like, well, I'm just going to quit jerking off.
Yeah, see, that makes sense when you have a wife.
Yeah, because you go home alone a lot. When you're a healthy...
That right hand get real...
In a healthy, committed relationship.
I'm in a relationship with this girl on OnlyFans. Her name is Cream Pie Kai.
Cream Pie Kai?
Cream Pie Kai.
She sounds like a lovely woman.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow,
I don't
way to assume her
I don't
gender,
know what
bro.
Her face look like. I don't,
people
I don't know
can
what
be cream.
Like,
anybody can be cream pied.
Big nips.
Big nips, yeah. Okay.
No.
Could be anybody.
No, it's Cream Pie Kai.
No. what do you rate Cream Pie Kai's OnlyFans? I mean, this is media.
Six and a half cream pies. Out of how many?
I give four.
Before the show, we watched the final trailer for X-Men 97, which comes out tonight or tomorrow?
I don't know. Maybe tonight at midnight. I don't know how Disney Plus does
that. I think Disney Plus does it like 11 o'clock
the next
p.m.
Day. Maybe. I don't know.
Or midnight? I don't know what they do. So it is on Disney Plus, right?
I'm fucking stoked. X-Men's my shit. X-Men's like my favorite.
Explain what X-Men 97 actually is for viewers that are not familiar with this iteration and the original iteration.
Well, there was a show back in the day just called X-Men the Animated Series, and it ended in 96 or 97.
Pretty much all millennial boys watched this show.
Yeah, it was pretty much.
And
the Spider-Man.
And the Spider, because they came on right next to each other.
Right.
Probably X-Men and Batman are probably the two most revered animated series. Spider-Man, I would say, would be number three. Those are the top three, definitely.
Top three,
everything 100%. Else
everything
was
terrible, but those three was like worth watching.
Yeah.
They had multiple seasons.
It's like it literally takes place the day after the show ended. But the people were saying like, it's going to be a continuation. It is, and it's really not, because they're just going to be using X-Men stories throughout history. Like the TV show, there was no like
comic book for
there
it,
was
right?
no really like linear plot to the events. There kind of was. You don't have to watch the shit from before to. This is going to be all new material. It's going to be those same characters, but it's going to be good.
That's how I feel about most of anything X-Men related, though. Like it's
Professor X isn't in it, though, right?
No, Professor isn't in it. At the end of it, he goes
out
to
space. So that is canon to the original, right?
Yeah, in the original, he dies.
Okay.
And then he leaves Magneto in charge.
Right.
And then Magneto, that's when he starts his journey to become like a good guy, which he's been a good guy for like fucking 20 plus years. So now he's like running to school. Of course, there's going to be some button heads and shit, but I'm fucking stoked. I fucking love X-Men. They're my favorite thing. Like, you know, a work of fiction or whatever, you know, like Star Wars, X-Men, Star Trek. Mm-hmm. That's X-Men for me. I love that shit. I can Because, like, my thing for X-Men, what I love it, and Magneto is, like, my favorite X-Men, is because they're a group of, they're fucking minorities, and they're oppressed, but they got power. And Magneto's like, oh, you gonna oppress me? No, you're not. Twist no, your nuts not. Off. Like, shit like that.
Yeah, well, this. I mean, I commented on your Facebook post or whatever, because what you heard people, what, saying that X-Men was woke?
People are like, yeah, oh, X-Men's getting too woke. It's like, X-Men has always been woke,
yeah.
They literally are fucking people with powers, and people hate them because they have these powers. They hate them because of the way they were born.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, it's I commented, it's an allegory to the civil rights movement.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's like how it started, and then it just evolved to just an Magneto. Allegory for like the disenfranchised in general. It's everybody. Yeah.
It started as that, but it expanded to other topics over the years. Yeah, but yeah, exactly. The original concept is that Magneto was what Malcolm X.
He was modeled kind of after Malcolm X and MLK.
Professor X was MLK.
Yeah. So I'm fucking stoked. And it actually looks good. It looks good too.
And it's like old-fashioned hand-drawn anime.
Exactly. Like, I mean, Disney has money, so they're going to deliver. Yeah, they deliver.
So the
good
animation
products.
Is going to be. I mean, every show that Disney acquired in those mergers and then like kept doing, they improved the animation by a lot.
Oh, yeah,
so,
that's definitely true.
So yeah, I mean, I'm sure like because you know those were kids' cartoons back then, so it's like they probably were pretty low budget.
Yeah,
oh, 100%
and I've been rewatching them just like for nostalgia. And there was like maybe season 3 and 4 where I really just didn't fucking like when I was a kid. It was too because a lot of it took place in the Savage Land, which was like the jungle, and there was like a lot of prehistoric imagery and shit. And that shit was just boring to me as a kid. I was like, I want the sci-fi, the lasers, and the robots and shit. Yeah. But I've been rewatching. I was like, oh, man, this is fucking good storytelling. It's fucking good
shit. It is good, yeah.
I didn't appreciate it as a kid because it wasn't shiny enough for me.
Yeah, because they showed us like all those like future episodes.
Yeah, that shit was cool as fuck.
Like, all that stuff was really cool.
Yeah, and
got
then
really
when they're in the jungle and there's like a toad guy and a motherfucker in a loincloth, I was like, this is boring to me.
I got confused. I was like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then season 5.
Oh, that was the season where Professor X could like walk again, but
yeah,
he lost
his powers and he could walk.
Yeah, that was weird as hell.
It was like, hey, you could have your legs, but...
And
no
they've done that many
mind.
Times.
And then
like,
it was like, what, him
like.
And Dr. Doom were like stuck in a prehistoric.
No, him and Magneto.
Dimension.
Him and Magneto. Yeah, they're in the Savage Land. They got lured there.
It was
the end of season 1.
Dr. Doom.
I don't think he ever made an appearance unless it was like a. He might have been in like a.
He might have been in Spider Man.
No, no. He might have been. He might have been in X Men, but like maybe like in a future. Like there's a one where it was like the Age of Apocalypse and you see all kinds of Marvel characters like fighting against the people in like a split second and shit like that. But yeah, I'm fucking stoked.
I think that shit looks awesome. The other trailer that we watched before the show started was Star Wars: The Acolyte.
Yeah, and what is that exactly?
Yeah.
So from what I can from what I've gleaned from just reading about a little bit is that it takes place in the High Republic, which is
I like that.
A new setting.
The 70s. Everybody's
it's
high.
A new setting that is about 800 years before the original Star Wars movie.
Oh, 800 the original years. Star Wars or the Phantom, like the Anakin or Luke? I guess it's the same because it's like a 50-year difference
it's
here.
Not
it doesn't
that big
matter.
But yeah, they call it BBY. 800 years BBY, which is before Battle of Yavin. Which
and
is
Yavin
the first,
is what?
The Battle of Yavin new is Hope? New Hope taking down the Death Star.
Okay.
That's the Battle of Yavin.
Got you.
So, it's like so.
What Disney, is the ring? Because they had a ring in the title for Acolyte. And I was like, that's like Lord of the Rings ring. Why do you?
I have no idea what that is. So yeah. I haven't really fucked with the High Republic yet. It started as comics and young adult novels.
Oh, okay.
Is what Disney started it as, like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and I've read a couple of the comics. There's a comic about Kylo Ren's origin story. Where him and Luke are together and they find a space station that is long abandoned that's not inside any star system. Mm-hmm. It's just in the middle of space and they investigate it and then they kind of show that in the High Republic. That was like how the Jedi police the galaxy is that they had this space station and strategically placed so that you could like get to every system really fast. So, I don't know too much about it. I just know that
it looks interesting.
Yoda is like a young Jedi Knight during this time.
Oh, so they got actual Yoda, not baby.
Not baby Yoda, okay. Actual Yoda. I don't know if he'll be in the Acolyte. I don't know why they wouldn't show him. Because, like, who doesn't want to see a young Yoda in his prime, like, kicking ass?
Yoda kick your ass, you see. Yeah.
But it did show some cool shit. Not Chewbacca, but a Wookiee Jedi. I saw the Wookiee. Was cool.
Oh, no, he's a Jedi.
That was a Wookiee Jedi. Oh, so wow. There's only been a couple of those in Star Wars history.
I saw somebody with a yellow lightsaber. I was like, oh, snap, they gave him different colors now.
Yeah.
So I was like,
Yeah, they actually, if you watch The Bad Batch, that original Wookiee Jedi makes another appearance. Like, he actually survived Order 66, shows.
See, that's the thing I noticed.
Are Wookiees really old? They live long time?
Wookiees live almost as long as, like, whatever Yoda species is.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So they live, like, a super, super long time.
I
also
thought Wookiees and Yoda species was almost the same until... Like, did
you thought they were the same?
As a kid, I thought it was like maybe just like a like a. It was,
oh, like when he grows up, he get fur, maybe, yeah. Or when he gets older, he gets loses his fur.
He gets transition. Like,
no, that's okay. I thought that about the Ewoks though. I thought Ewoks were baby Chewbacca,
and that's what I thought. That's I was like, oh,
and then like, Yoda, like, and it was Jim Henson.
Yoda's the granddaddy.
It's all made by Jim Henson. Yeah.
Yoda's just granddaddy.
Yeah. No, that was always the joke where because like Chewbacca owes Han Solo a life debt, right?
Uh huh.
But Chewbacca lives such a long time, it's not really that big of a deal for him. Like Han Solo's kind of like his pet. He's gonna die, and then he's gonna go on and get another pet and live like six more lifetimes.
That's funny. Actually,
he did get a new pet. Got a new pet. Like this pet got a sword.
Yeah. Han Solo's dead already. Yeah. Spoiler alert! Didn't that get ruined for you? Like right before you saw it?
Yeah, I was walking in and I was walking into the theater for The Force Awakens. I was getting a drink and all my friends were already inside. I walked by and the doors opened to a movie and the dude was like, I can't believe Han Solo died. I was like, fuck.
Did you hold it in or did you tell your friends?
No, I held it in.
Yeah, that'll make you an asshole.
I walk around with my headphones until I sit in my seat.
Yeah, that's what I should. Yeah, from now on, I got to do that.
Although, when is the fucking last time you've been to a movie theater?
Last week.
Well, you live in New York, so
no,
we all know
I was here. I was here watching. I saw the Magical Negro.
Because you live. How was that?
And what is that about?
Am
I allowed to know what this is about?
Something in the trailer I was missing? Because there's so many high profile black actors in it, and I was like, I feel like I'm missing something. Was I missing something?
I don't know what you were looking for. But
I was looking for an explanation beside the fact that these people are black. They're essentially mutants, and they're just being in servitude to white people to make them feel
better. That's exactly what happened.
Okay.
It was a movie about how basically, it was a parody, basically like how all the movies growing up, there was always a black savior. Yeah. And
I remember a comedian making a joke about that in the 90s, but I don't remember which comedian.
You remember what Astronomy Club did that whole sketch
about
it.
Like, Astronomy Club is really funny.
So that was like the whole ideal of it. So the whole movie is about...
Like Bagger Vance.
It was like your power, your superpower. Like you got all these magical power, but we got to make white people comfortable. Because when white people are uncomfortable, that's when we start dying. Okay, it's a crazy movie, but
they gotta be in service to the white people or they die and
they
lose their
powers.
They
said that, right? Yeah. But then eventually towards the end of the movie, spoiler alert.
It was a white person who told them that.
Well, no, it was the black dude is like, we don't fuck these people's feelings. And it's just, and then it was like, yeah, we should have been saying this, but yeah.
Okay. So at the end, they just start using their magic.
No, they end up kicking them out and all of a sudden they were just like, they're like, well, you would never remember how this magical power work anymore. But we can't get rid of your memory. We can't get rid of your memory, so bye.
Goodbye.
All right. Well,
you don't want to have the magic.
I want to watch that movie because it looks weird. I like weird movies.
I thought it was
going
to be funny.
Was it not even funny?
It wasn't funny?
I thought it was going to get at least a chuckle or two.
The other one that I wanted to watch.
It was a drama, actually.
The other one that I wanted to watch that also looks funny is The Book of Clarence.
Book of
I want to see that too. Jesus.
That looks good.
Yeah.
That looks funny.
He's not Jesus, but he sees what Jesus is doing.
And he just does it, yeah.
And then he just starts copying that same thing. They're like, I'm the Messiah. And he starts performing fake miracles to get money.
Wow, books. But I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Isn't it
Lakeith Stanfield?
He's
a really good actor.
He's such a good actor.
I fucking love that guy.
Yeah, he's an excellent actor. But it's based on, there was actually like a historical report that was written by a historian that believes there was at least four people in that area at doing that time thing, yeah. pretending to be the Messiah.
Yeah.
So, oh, so it was like a part-time job.
So it was like a, yeah, it was like yeah. a grift that people were doing back then. Yeah.
It's funny because I just wrote a new joke about just being stupid. And I was like, weed make me a better person.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, because the other day I gave somebody $30 worth of gas. So like, I didn't give them the money. It's just I forgot to pump my tank. And I was like, that person had to be excited. Like, the only person I could think of somebody being that happy is like, can you imagine how happy the alcoholic was the day Jesus turned that water into wine? Just, like, that dude yes. probably been, yeah. Just, oh, like, we got more gallons over here. That's stupid.
Yep.
Yeah. That's how I write. I like writing stupid jokes. I love ones that doesn't make sense.
The dumb ones are funny.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, let's get the hell out of here. You guys, thank you so much for coming over.
Oh, that was it.
This shit's short. Yeah, I told you we're keeping it short.
If this was sex for me, I wouldn't have to set a timer.
You wouldn't even have to set a timer.
My knees would be fine.
Well,
I think so you set a timer to when you need to be done.
So I set a timer to change position. So I'm saying
I'm not exactly sure when this is coming out, but just check out JJ's Instagram page. It's on the page right there at @I'm_just_JJ, at @TheMinisterBrad, at @JohnJSPlanet. Check that. Check those out, and then you're going to see all our upcoming dates, no matter where we are.
4 to 6 albums dropping this year.
You're going to write four to six
albums? 4 to 6 albums. I'm saying calling it now.
You're calling it now?
Four to six albums. All right. One of them might be a podcast. Because that's already been recorded.
So this counts as an album.
Not this one. No, I have my own.
Oh, you have your own podcast now. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not a comedy one.
I need to write something. I need to release something. I need to do something special.
Well, what's your podcast?
We've recorded like 8 episodes. We haven't released it. It's going to be released. But it's just me. I sit down one-on-one with people. I've interviewed like David Today, a couple musicians.
Never interviewed me, motherfucker.
I'm working my way to you, man. But what are we going to talk about? I already did yours.
Piece of shit.
John, tell me about your podcast. Oh, here's a clip, and then we'll just play that for an hour. And I'm like, thanks for listening. Still your viewers.
The scenery just changed.
Check out the Johnny B Show on 102.5 The Bone. I'm going to be there on Thursday. Hey. And
I interviewed Johnny.
Let's see. Next Tuesday, the 26th, I believe?
Yes.
Wow. Next Tuesday, the 26th, yes. I'm going to be at the Safety Harbor Spa. It's a... Veterans Appreciation Show. I didn't know you were still going to be in town.
Possibly, I could be. Who knows? We'll find out.
But if someone drops, I'm definitely throwing your name in there.
If I'm still in town, you'll know.
Yeah. But yeah, that's going to be at the Safety Harbor Spa. Get your tickets at comedyatthespa.com. Please remember to check out random-fandom.com and check out all our cool t-shirt designs. And go to carrycart.com. Use the code SP at checkout for $20 off your carry cart. All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you all so much for listening. I appreciate you. Lots more things coming this year. My special's coming out soon, so... subscribe on YouTube and subscribe wherever you listen to audio podcasts. Good night.
Good night.